For a long time, this was the sort of answer you got when you asked a lawmaker about pensions.
Well, I'll just wait to see what the seven justices do.
That's House Speaker Michael Madigan, who had sponsored the now nullified pension law. The overhaul would have reduced retirees' cost of living payments, raised the minimum retirement age, and put a cap on how big a salary an employee can draw a pension on. Now, Madigan has his answer, and in no uncertain terms. And while the court didn't give explicit instructions on what's next, there were clues. The state had tried to argue it needed to use police powers to break its pension promise to workers because Illinois is in a fiscal emergency. In rejecting that argument, the court noted that even as the case was ongoing, lawmakers had allowed Illinois' income tax rate to slip. The Supreme Court opinion flat out says the General Assembly could also have sought additional tax revenue. Governor Bruce Rauner has been resistant to a tax hike so far, though, period. He has his own pension plan.
Something fundamentally different. For all benefits earned, they're protected. They are never reduced.
But Rauner says future benefits are fair game. Going forward, he wants to move employees into a new system where they'll earn lesser benefits. Of course, there's no guarantee that'll hold up in court. And in fact, the Supreme Court's opinion may suggest otherwise. So, just in case, the governor wants to simultaneously amend the state constitution so his plan would be legal.
So that we can be crystal clear.
Getting a constitutional referendum on the ballot's a high hurdle. Senate President John Cullerton says there's another problem with that route. The next election isn't until late next year, so Illinois would be at a standstill for years again. Here's Cullerton's theory, which is known as consideration.
If you want to modify someone's pension contract, if you will, they have to do it by getting something that they otherwise wouldn't be entitled to.
As in, it's okay to change the terms of a pension contract if it's not the state doing it unilaterally.
All of your future pay raises are in the future, and they're not guaranteed. And they're not guaranteed to be part of your pension. So you could trade that. You could guarantee that they would be part of your pension in exchange for reducing some of your other benefit.
In a way, though, Rauner has his own consideration option, too. The governor has suggested giving workers a choice. If they forego compounded cost of living bumps in the future, he'll give them an upfront lump sum of cash they can invest in a 401k-style plan. Details on how that would work are scarce, though. It's a new concept. Illinois could always revisit an older concept that the General Assembly's two Democratic leaders like. Illinois pays the employer's share, not just for state government workers, but it also covers the pension tab for school districts outside of Chicago and for public universities. Speaker Madigan and President Cullerton say Illinois could save money by essentially shifting that cost onto the schools. Downside to that, many schools have their own budget problems, and Rauner proposes cutting higher education by about 30%. How could they take on those extra costs? Let's go back to the court opinion. The same section where it says bringing in more revenue is an option, it says an alternative would have been to adopt a new schedule for amortizing the unfunded liabilities. Translation, Illinois could do something with its pension debt akin to refinancing a mortgage on a house. Spread it out, make it more even, maybe even lower the target. Which gets to why it's important to hone in on another passage in the Supreme Court opinion, though not for any sort of legal reason. In it, Justice Lloyd Carmeier writes that the pension law wasn't a last resort. It was an expedient to break a political stalemate. The court opinion closes off a lot of other options, and each of the ones that remain could lead to their own political stalemates. Stalemates, there's no expedient way to break. I'm Amanda Vinicky.